John Flazar, whose nickname was Rip, was a hero. He was a U.S. Marine aviator who served two tours in Vietnam and was shot down twice. Last July, Rip Flazar, who was a proud graduate of the U.S. Naval Academy, class of 1971, died of a heart attack. Among his survivors is his husband, Mark Ketterson, who remembered that Rip always said he wanted his ashes to be interred at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis. Mark Ketterson joins us from the studios of Chicago Public Radio. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And what happened, Mr. Ketterson, when you got the U.S. Naval Academy on the phone? And to state the obvious, here was one man calling about his husband, who's also a man.
I would say the reason it was perhaps eventful was because of how uneventful it was, if that makes sense. It's, you know, Scott, things happen when a story like gets out on the internet. And I've seen some things online in the last week or so that have kind of painted me as a little bit of a gay marriage Rambo, if you will. I mean, that have, you know, some folks have kind of turned this into, well, a bit of a David and Goliath story. Which it absolutely was not. I mean, the reason this experience was powerful for me, and I think as it is emerging is potentially notable for others, is that this was not a story of someone having to fight for respect and winning. It was a story of respect being freely given. Something was said at first, some mention was made that, well, they might need a blood relative to be involved as next of kin, you know, because I had identified myself as the husband. And obviously, I'm not inside anyone's heads, but I have to tell you, even at that point, that didn't feel like anything resistant or anything contentious. I think, Scott, frankly, it was just a matter of they had not encountered this before. And some decisions had to be made, and I'm sure some supervisors had to be consulted and so on and so forth. I want to make it absolutely clear that the men and the women at the USNA, from that first phone call, from that first contact, were unfailingly kind and supportive and helpful in every way they could be.
And he's very proud of his Naval Academy background, wasn't he?
He absolutely was. It was so much a part of his personhood, and in a wonderful way became a part of our relationship. I mean, Academy stories were, I learned very quickly not to serve Brussels sprouts to this person, because he told me a story of when his plebe year at the Academy. There were Brussels sprouts. He did not eat his Brussels sprouts. Someone asked, an upperclassman asked, why he didn't eat them, and he made the mistake of saying, I don't like Brussels sprouts, sir. And as he was in the class of 71, he was made to eat 71 Brussels sprouts.
Oh.
That was something he stayed away from the rest of his life.
How did you meet Rip?
I met Rip online, actually. He and I had both, Rip and I had both had previous longstanding relationships. We both lost our former partners to death. You know, I think we found each other, and we, there was an unspoken understanding that the four of us sort of lived together in that house, as it were. There were photos of all us around, and now it's just me, but that's the story.
Yeah. Were you surprised at the unsurprising reaction of the U.S. Naval Academy?
You know, I have to say no. I'm an Army brat, actually. My own background, I'm from Tennessee, and my father was actually the assistant head of selective service in Tennessee. So the military ethos is, you know, not unfamiliar to me. I already know there's a lot of cool people in the military. I'm sure there's some of the people I dealt with who held their private feelings and who are maybe personally not supportive of gay marriage or gays in the military or whatever. But when they were faced with this situation where the task was to honor a veteran, to treat his family with respect, all that was set aside, and they ended up making me feel very proud to be an American. And I think they would have made him very proud.
Mr. Ketterson, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Mark Ketterson is a social worker and opera critic in Chicago, and he was married to the late John Rip Flazar, U.S. Naval Academy, class of 71. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.